Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Matthew Ownby's here. Matthew has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He is Senior VP of Human Resources at Aflac, that little company that I've been telling you about for a long time. And he is here to talk to us about what they've learned about working and what they can teach us about reopening in what I'm calling the mid-pandemic and post-pandemic era. Matthew, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. So glad to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Matthew, and I'm glad you and your family are well. So, Matthew, I want to ask you, you tipped me off on something a minute ago that I want to get you to talk a little bit about, if you will. A lot of people may not know this, but a big chunk of Aflac's business is in the Pacific Rim, especially Japan. I know you guys you have a lot of policyholders in Japan. And so that neighborhood was a lot closer physically to the origin of the coronavirus. So you guys had to jump on everybody else. Can you tell us what you saw, what you were seeing in those early days over there, way back to the early part of the year? Can you give us an idea about what you saw and how you responded?
I'd be happy to. As you mentioned, 80% of our business occurs in Japan. We actually have a small operation in Hong Kong. But the vast majority of Aflac is located in Tokyo and greater Japan. We started seeing evidence of this contagion virus back in January. And we knew, based upon what we were seeing there, what plan we would need for the U.S. and our other locations globally.
Were you seeing the COVID outbreak, a COVID outbreak in Japan? There hasn't been a lot of reporting on the Japanese experience with this.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Jim, it's primarily relative. I mean, the Japanese have done a really good job of maintaining and containing the virus. But you got to remember the culture is different there. It's not uncommon during normal events for everyone to wear a mask in Japan.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a long time, haven't they? If you don't believe that, just walk. You can pick them out in American airports because the people with the mask are probably Asian.
I'm talking about two years ago
they were doing that. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is an activity that we've been noticing in Japan for 40 years. That they practice natural social distance. They don't shake hands. That's not they don't hug. That's not a natural greeting there. So they've got some built-in things into their culture that we don't have here.
Yeah, they're not huggers. I like that. You're right about that.
No. So they just have, it's culturally different. And but they do have one of the most crowded mass transit systems in the world.
There's a lot of people in those little islands, aren't there?
That's right. And they very quickly leveraged a plan, believe it or not, that they had for the Summer Olympics where – the governors had a plan to reduce overall personnel on, going about their day. And they just went ahead and executed on that plan to get people to stay at home and start working.
How fortunate. No wonder COVID has been almost a non-event in Japan. So what did you guys learn? What did you learn about over there that you brought back over to the United States to your headquarters here?
Well, we learned very quickly that we needed to get people off the campuses as soon as possible, primarily because the information and the reporting was so unreliable. And when we see things that we don't understand that could impact our employees, we act with extreme care. Mm-hmm. And even today, you know, you and I were talking, the information is variant on this disease. It changes almost daily. And when we don't understand something, we immediately stop back and look at our values, which is taking care of our employees so they can take care of the business. Mm-hmm. And we started a process of getting people off campuses because there just wasn't great information. We were one of the first companies in the U.S. to move to a work-from-home configuration. Mm-hmm. We've got 98% of all of our employees at home, and they have been since the middle of March.
When this thing settles back down, Matthew, this is a really important point I want to get you to contribute to. I'm trying to do – I've been doing some anecdotal research on this. When things get back to regular, I don't use the word normal ever, but not anymore. I haven't seen anything normal about this. When you guys get back to regular, do you think you'll have as many people back at headquarters, or will you think you'll have a higher percentage working remotely that maybe never would have before?
Much higher percentage working remotely, Jim, primarily because our employees like it. So as we've gone
and they're productive. You found that they're productive, right?
They're as or more productive than they were.
That's what we're hearing. I've got one brain trust member said to me on the show a couple of weeks ago, he said, "Tell me again why I'm paying $5 million a year in rent."
Difficult to justify if your employees are, we're blessed to have super talented employees that are very flexible and agile. So they've just taken this in stride and really done an amazing job of keeping our productivity high. What we worry about longer term, Jim, is the burnout as people don't have natural breaks during their days.
Yeah.
There's not the natural need to get up and go home, go grab a sandwich, et cetera. And so we're in a different place because we were fortunate to plan during good times for bad times.
So this will be a future HR discipline challenge, won't it? To help people learn how to work from home, right? Last thoughts on this segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, work from home, virtual working will be the norm. It has been to some degree in industries across the last decade or so, but now more than ever, it's just a continuity advantage for companies that can do it.
Right, absolutely. I need your website, please, Matthew.
All right, sure. Our website is www.aflac.com.
www.aflac.com. Pretty easy. We'll come right back with Matthew Owen, but he's got some tips on how we can restart our business after the break, and including especially our people. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Matthew Owenby. He's with Aflac. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.